You can even turn off the camera if you feel more comfortable that way. So bring your mirror to you or go to a mirror. And look at yourself in the mirror. Look at your eyes. Look for shape, color. Pay attention to the way your eyes open and close. Look at the form of your nose, your ears. Look at the map of your face by following the wrinkles, if there are any. Explore those roads on your face, those lines of experience. Take a moment to just observe without attaching anything to it. Pure observation of your form, the form of your face, the shape of your head, the way your hair cascades down or up from the scalp towards the rest of your body. And when you're ready, take a step back and see more of your form. And maybe it's other pieces of you, maybe it is the entirety of your form. This time, see without the eyes. See with your feelings, with the feeling sense. Again, it's not an emotion, it's not a thought, it's not a judgment. It is a feeling of your form. Some of us may want to use touch as a tool for that feeling experience. Some of us would like to use the eyes or any of the other senses. When you catch yourself in judgment or in thought, return to the experience of pure observation of form. And move your body as needed. Maybe you need to lie down, maybe you need to sit or see what impulse comes through you to explore form. Now look around you and see other forms. See other shapes. Again, attention to non-judgment. Observe the forms around you. The world of forms, the interaction between forms, some in flesh and bone, some in other forms. In sap and stems, in roots and soil, and then come back to the screen. And let's look at each other as forms, as beings that are in forms. And an exercise again, not on judging or wanting to interpret, but to see each other in this material form world with noses and ears and eyes, the skin, body parts, and look at the form around the form, all the forms around. Forms. And notice what happens when we see each other as form, and we see each other in this material world. What rises in you? What comes up for you? Again, maybe not words, but certain feelings or sensations or memories. We are authentic in our form. This is our form. Genetically inherited. Culturally stewarded. Expressions. Now turn off the cameras if you will. And find a place in the room where you feel supported. If you need to lie down, lie down. If you remain seated, make sure that you feel supported, especially your back. And close your eyes or leave them open, but without focusing on anything in particular. We call it blurred vision. And pay attention to the way your chest rises and falls as the air, who has no form, enters and leaves your body. Inhale, no form. Exhale, formless. Air as intangible form, but who we can know because of the rise and fall of our chests. We know it's here, although we cannot grasp it. In your next inhalation, inhale light. formless light. And exhale radiance. Breathing in, I breathe in light. Breathing out, I breathe out radiance. Breathing in, I inhale radiance. Breathing out, I exhale light. In radiance, out light. Breathing light through your pores. Through your porous skin, breathing light through every pore in your body. And breathe out light through your lungs. In light through your pores, out light through your lungs. Breathing sun through your lungs. Feel the sun entering, intangible as it is, completely enter in your lungs. And breathe out starlight through your pores. In sun, out starlight through your pores. Breathing moonlight through the top of your head. Breathe out sunshine through the bottom of your feet. In moonlight, top of the head. Out, sunshine, bottom of the feet. Now see if you can listen to the music coming from your heart. Maybe the listening is a feeling. Maybe it is a song or a melody. And find ways to move your body in accordance to that vibration, again intangible until it becomes manifest in movement. Remember that you have breathed in light of different kinds through your lungs, through your pores, through your eyes. Now feel that movement of the intangible through you as it moves your body. Again, no choreography needed. Follow the impulse of manifesting light into movement. And maybe you're moving to the rhythm of silence. That's another type of music. And now, in that movement, pay attention to your eyes. If they are closed, open them. And look around you. Shift your lens of perception from the material world to light-filled vision. An idea is to see everything around you as containers of light. See through the form into the formless. Luminous spheres radiating light, absorbing light, intangible, formless. And moving at the pace and the rhythm of the light within you. Find your place in front of that mirror again. And maybe this time you need your eyes or not. Maybe you see with your eyes closed. See your reflection in the mirror. It's the reflection of a container of light. Be curious. Who is this being who contains light? Who is this being in that place that is intangible? That escapes the form and only uses the form to become manifest. That empty ball surrounded by light, transversed by light. And see if you can connect with the delight in this state of being. Light streaming in and out your eyes, your fingertips, your nose, your ears. It all becomes radiance. It all becomes what it is, pure light. Like flowing out of your mouth, like going in through the sole of your feet. Or maybe you don't have feet or mouth or any other form as of right now. You're just a luminous sphere breathing light in and out, receiving and radiating. It is simple. You too have come into the world to be filled with light and to shine. A reminder from the trees through Mary Oliver. It is simple. You too have come into the world to be filled with light and to shine. In your own pace, bring yourselves back to the screen. And if it is not too intimidating for you, turn on the cameras and let's look at each other as containers of light. Manifestations of pure light. No past, no future, no identities, no histories, no cultures, no language, the streaming of light. And what it takes is a shift of lens. Sometimes it takes an embodying that empty heart space to remember. And if there are any light words, words made of light, that would like to stream from these luminous spheres that we are. Then unmute yourselves, and those of us who are listening will listen from a place of pure light, from a place of container.